This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new study from the state attorney general looks into how fentanyl is sold illegally online and how that's leading to more deaths. CPR's Lucretia Wembley has more.
The DEA Rocky Mountain Division confiscated nearly 2 million fentanyl pills and more than 150 pounds of fentanyl powder last year. But law enforcement officials fear that's just the tip of the iceberg for how much the substance is actually being illegally distributed. Many of the sales happen on social media platforms like Snapchat, Facebook, and others. According to the AG report, drug dealers and buyers turn to the internet as a primary source of handling transactions. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Fires at homeless camps in El Paso County have led to the creation of a new group to address the problem. Sean Biddle is chief of the small Stratmore Hills Fire District. He says the fires have the potential to spread fast.
They're building those fires next to flammable materials, grasses and underbrush, next to a large pile of trash and debris, next to propane containers.
He says fire districts across the county worry the area's next major wildfire will come from one of these campfires. A woman is suing a Denver police officer over injuries she suffered when officers shot into a crowded sidewalk last summer. Denver police claim a man pointed a gun at them, prompting them to fire into the crowd. Angelica Ray says a stray bullet severed a nerve in her leg, causing permanent damage and financial losses. A new high school in Grand Junction will not include a student health clinic. The school district board voted against putting a clinic at the school after weeks of hearing from students, school staff, and healthcare professionals asking for it. Some parents argued against the clinic, saying they were uncomfortable about giving students access to reproductive health services, contraception. Grand Junction has mostly sunny skies today, then rain tomorrow. It's sunny and breezy along the Front Range with high fire danger through this afternoon. This is CPR News.